Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
You control, and 603-283-6160 is the phone number you can call. That's 603-283-6160. Are you tired of the oppressive rules and in moderation of the big tech social media sites? Our Mastodon server at social.freetalklive.com can set you free. Mastodon is free, open source, decentralized, and federated. Multiple apps are available for iOS, Android, Windows, Mac, and Linux. Social.freetalklive.com. And in the studio with you tonight, you've got me and nobody.
Nobody's here.
And remotely, you've got me, Mark Edge.
Yes, and in the last segment, we were talking about...
I think you need to start saying him first. He's
that's a good point.
He's getting butthurt.
Yeah. I could hear that in his voice. No, I'm just kidding. I just think that...
I had something caught in my throat. Choked on my own spit.
Oh, okay.
I
was completely anatomically confused there. It's at the wrong end of the alimentary, the canal. Alimentary, my dear Watson.
So, I guess I should start saying we have all-star Free Talk Live host with us, and then Mark can say his name, and then I will introduce us plebes.
Yes.
But we
Please.
Were talking about...
good word.
Thank
good
you.
Word.
We were talking about Javier Milei, and we had just started explaining some of the good things that he's done in Argentina in the last segment. So I'm going to restate that. It says...
In a way, I hope he's a plant.
No.
Because if he's not a plant, they're going to kill him.
Well, yeah, I don't want them to kill him. He is.
And it'll suck if they kill him and he's not a plant. If he is a plant, though, they probably won't kill him unless
they
do.
Kill him.
Yeah, that's true. They could always Epstein
him. Yeah, they could always do what they did to Epstein, I think.
Actually, Megyn Kelly, formerly of Fox News.
She's not of Fox News anymore?
No, she's been off Fox News for a long time. She's independent. She's all about... Most of the talented people are not... with the news broadcast companies anymore because they can make more money and have more control by doing their own business.
Yeah.
And I want to learn to do that.
And it's kind of like the whole thing that we're talking about here is like the Western media is so controlled that they aren't even reporting on Milei, which...
Right.
I know that people said the same thing about Trump, like, oh, the Western media is just blackballing him, not talking about all the good he's doing, but... I think that was part of the show with him.
Well, I mean, they were, though. I mean, they were blatantly lying.
Right.
For example.
For show, though, in my opinion.
Maybe for show. One possibility for Trump, I look at everybody, every politician is like Schrodinger's politician to me. They're just a massive probability. One possibility with Trump, and it could be knowing and it could be unknowing also. He could be a dupe, or he could be evil, and in either case be playing this role, but this is not necessarily the role. One of the things that I think he might be there to do is a thing called a Judas goat, okay? And a Judas goat is a goat who lives at a slaughterhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually lives at the slaughterhouse, unlike most of the goats who die at the slaughterhouse. But his job is just to be led by his handlers into the room where they actually slaughter the goats.
Wait, so is it to make the other goats comfortable or something?
Exactly. So that's why they call him a Judas goat, because he's there basically to betray the other ghosts, because they see him comfortable and he's been there and he's not scared going into the slaughterhouse. So why should they be?
That's sad. I didn't know they did that.
So I think what they might be planning to start, you know, rounding up Republicans and putting them in concentration camps. And back in the day, there were some liberals who would have objected to that.
Mm-hmm.
But after the whole Trump thing, I think 99% of liberals would say, kill them all, we don't care.
And I don't know if Trump being, like, cognizant of what's happening is important, like, even if he...
Well, it's important in assessing his level of guilt.
Oh, yeah.
It's much better to be a fool than to be a bastard.
Yeah, it is if we're discussing
But the outcome
that,
but... isn't any better.
Yeah. I think that Trump, whether he is, like, in on it or not, is totally just a plant. But Javier Milei, I don't really have an opinion, like, I think he is one way or not. I just hope that he's not. And it doesn't seem like it to me because of all the things he's actually doing, unlike Trump.
I thought that Trump was a definite plant, you know, until I watched the anaphylactic reaction that the entire establishment had to him.
I think that could all be and they're just playing along.
It could be, but the thing is, they sold a lot of their own credibility. It's like CNN's ratings are below Joe Rogan's ratings now.
But wasn't that just going to happen? Like, radio and TV news are, like, kind of dying.
They kind of are, but, I mean, they would have had the opportunity, because they've still got organizations. If they had any credibility left, they could be, you know, sponsoring swarms of podcasters.
Right.
Basically, because they still would have a newsroom, they still would have foreign bureaus with people who know Turkey or France, and they would still have a lot to sell. And they liquidated themselves first with Trump, and then a second time with coronavirus. Now, the other possibility is it was just a rug pull because they decided that their credibility was already shot, so they might as well do an exit scam and start up something else.
No, that's something I think that is definitely what they were doing. They were, like, they saw that they were... It all lined up together. Like, they saw the ratings were going to go down anyway and stuff like that. If they really cared about ratings, they wouldn't have, like, done all the stuff they did to Tucker Carlson, etc.
That wasn't CNN. That was Fox
No, I just
News.
Mean... I'm talking about media in general.
Okay, yeah. And you know... And it's a big change. I mean, I trusted CNN in general up until, it was a slow process of learning it. But I remember, thinking that they were relatively credible among news agencies. And then sometime within the last 20 years, basically it slowly but surely, I watched the entire mainstream media become the entertainment division of the military-industrial complex. And it was sad to watch because, I mean, there were people I respected. And a lot of them did escape with their reputation. So I actually respect Tucker Carlson, even though I think he's dead wrong about some things. And one of the reasons for that is he got sucked in on Iraq.
What does that mean? Like, what does he say about
it? He got sucked into supporting the war with Iraq in 2003.
I didn't even really realize he was a person that did TV back then.
He was a person back then. He's over 20.
No, I just mean, I didn't know he was on the news and stuff back then. But
yeah, although he was very different. He used to wear a bow tie, and he was kind of nerdy. He was a lot nerdier. But
he still has a nerdy vibe.
He's still pretty nerdy, but I think he's toughened up a lot. I think he's suffered a lot of slings and arrows along the way. But
stay in the business long enough.
But what I respect
will.
About him is not that he was fooled. because I wasn't fooled. But what I respected about him is that he realized he was fooled. He admitted he was fooled, and he never fell for it again. He hasn't supported a war since 2003. And that's something that I love about Tucker Carlson.
I was telling you that.
Okay. But at the same time, I don't agree with him on immigration. That's probably my biggest disagreement.
See, I don't even know much about him, but I can't say I disrespect him or anything because he went and interviewed Vladimir Putin, and it's like, I don't like Vladimir Putin. It's like so many people are just so dumb that you'll hear me say that and just think that means I like him. No, I don't like him, but I support hearing the sides that are even the ones that are in the wrong or the ones that are extremely evil. I want to hear what they have to say.
Yeah. I joined the ACLU in the 80s. It was the first political organization I ever joined. And the reason I joined, even though I was a leftist, was because they sent, not only did they go to court to defend the right of the Nazis to march through the heavily Jewish Skokie, Illinois, but the lawyer who went to defend the Nazis was a Jew.
Wow.
And I thought, that guy has gigantic, I can say on the radio, which I can't say, cojones. That guy I respect.
Yeah.
Because he will stand up for the rights of somebody that he knows hates him. I had this similar experience with this woman in Ann Arbor. I was counter-protesting a Nazi rally in Ann Arbor, and one of the Nazis, of course, as always, were outnumbered 10-1, and one of them fell. I thought he was toast, because it was heated. And there was this woman there, she was black, and she put her body between that mob and that Nazi.
Well,
and she wasn't going to let anything happen to him, even though he hated her. And I just thought that was the coolest thing I'd ever seen.
That is really crazy. Like, I hope she didn't get hurt in the process.
No, she didn't. She didn't. Because they weren't going to hurt her. Because she, you know, she was there counter-protesting. She wasn't with them. She just, you know, what liberals used to say when I was a liberal was, I may not agree with what you say, but I'll fight to the death for your right to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't have that anymore.
No,
and
now people are crying because they had to hear Vladimir Putin's voice.
And
it's ridiculous. That's why we do what we do.
They didn't. They could have turned it off any time.
That's a good
point. They're crying because somebody else heard his voice.
Exactly. They don't want not to hear it. They want somebody else not to hear it.
Right.
It's like one of the most despicable things I've seen was Rachel Maddow coming out and saying, if you were injured by a vaccine, you should keep quiet about it.
Whoa.
Because anti-vaxxers will use your story to spread their message. And it's like, oh, yeah, well, I'll tell you, you can't let people have an accurate picture of what really happened.
Yeah,
because that's not what Pfizer was paying for when they bought the full set of prostitutes.
Yeah, when they bought Rachel Maddow. But
and
like
every news show in America.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I've got a video on Odyssey of people collapsing and in some cases dying just randomly after getting vaxxed. And each one is separated by a voice saying, brought to you by Pfizer over the logo of a different news show. They were buying something like 70% of the advertising of all news shows combined.
And that's just so ridiculous. It's so obviously, it was the most obvious scam I've ever seen. Even if it wasn't killing people, it wouldn't matter. It's just disgustingly scammy as far as they made so much money off of this. So,
well, the transparency of it is what scares me, because what I'm afraid they're going to do is next time cook up a virus that will be stopped by masks and vaccines.
Right.
Which all the disobedient people won't submit to, but the obedient people will, so it'd be a great way to kill all the disobedient people and leave the obedient people standing.
It sucks because there's so many different ways that that might be. It, like, there are so many different, like, conspiracies that sound plausible with that, but I'm still going to wait to see if people all actually end up dying. Like, because the thing is, I don't personally know anyone who died of COVID, and I also don't personally know anyone who died of vaccine injury, so I tend to not, like, want to, you know, like, buy into either side, but David from New Mexico is online. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Lots of stuff, Bonnie. It's crazy. Still crazy.
That's why smart people go insane.
That's right. But good thing I'm dumb. And I got lots of dumb stuff on my mind. Well, first of all, before I ask Mark about sailboats.
Sailboats?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Rachel Maddow is Jewish, too, and so is Pfizer.
And so are you, right?
Not. My father was. He was I suppose you could call him a Holocaust survivor because he was able to refugee himself the hell out of Germany in, like, 1939, 40.
Just a quick funny story. I'm sitting in my house selling weed one day, and I got, like, you know, a half a dozen, like, 18-year-old kids chilling with me. And one of them starts telling Jew jokes. And so I let him get through, like, four of them. And I've got a 357 on my hip, and I look at him. I say, you know I'm Jewish, don't you? And he just turned white. Some other kid says, no, he's not. I said, no, I'm not, but I could have been.
Was the Nazi that was being protected by the mob, was he crying? Was he a Nazi?
No, it wasn't Cantwell.
Okay. And by the way, what did they not see?
What did who not see?
The Nazis.
Well, the Nazis.
What did they not see?
What did they not see?
Oh, I did not see that coming.
I got it. Well, that's unusual that I could slip one past nobody.
It's true. It's true. Usually you get it past somebody.
Slippers. Usually people just don't laugh because David's jokes are not funny.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I give him an A for effort.
Bonnie.
I'm sorry, David.
Yeah, I get an A for effort anyway.
I haven't really been mean to David in a while, so I get a pass.
No, rather nice. What's up with that, Bonnie?
I don't know.
It's crazy.
Okay, so an anarchist walks into a bar with a parrot on his head. Bartender says, where the hell did you get that mangy thing? Parrot says, New Hampshire, there's thousands of them.
Cool.
I'm pretty impressed with that one.
Speaking of pirates, I watch a guy on Rumble DLive that has a boatcast. He calls it a boatcast, and he's actually, he looks just like that, and he's actually got a parrot that will sit on his shoulder.
Oh, I love those things.
Yeah, it's cool. And he is an anarchist, very much so. You'd actually enjoy it if you look up podcast or boatcast. It's the how you find it, boatcast. It's Journey to Serenity Boatcast, which leads into sailboats for and Mark. I was going to ask Mark. I got a couple different sailboat questions. And you got rid of yours, and you said you got a tax rate. I'm not interested in your personal finances, but
happiest day of my life.
Why was that? Why was that?
Well, because the happiest day is buying the boat. The second happiest day is selling it.
Are you divorced now?
Yes.
Okay, I was going to say, because if not, you're going to be. you can't say that's the happiest day of your life and you're still married.
But I know what you were asking for at the beginning. What you don't have to tell me what you actually got for it or whatever it was on paper. But the boat that you had and that you did sell in a fair market, what not what you were asking for, but what would that boat have commanded on average?
Well, I don't know that the story is going to do you any good because what happened was that the guy that agreed to sell the boat for me kind of. I don't know whether he was ripping me off or is just kind of going crazy because he was getting old. But he ultimately just kind of said, like he forgot about it. And so I kept calling him, I'd check on it and everything. And he said, everything's fine. We'll sell it soon. But there was a leak in the boat that he didn't tell me about. And it filled up with water, and so there was some mold, and, you know, there was all kinds of
problems. Don't they sink when that happens?
It was on the land.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
It won't sink there.
No, it's going to sink.
Unless it's quicksand.
Basically, I ended up selling it for half of what I bought it for, because I didn't pay enough, close enough attention to it.
Yeah, okay.
And that was the second best day. You poor bastard.
$60,000 for a wrecked boat is not a bad thing, man.
Yeah, I've always heard that boats, it's not fun. We have to sell them because they depreciate really hardcore.
Yeah.
If you're super rich, you can keep one. I was on the Walgreens yacht a couple of times. It was great. But, of course, they owned a chain of drugstores, so
I've never been on a yacht. What's so great about a yacht? What's the point of it being so much greater than...
Well, they float and they take you to places with pretty girls and casinos and crabs that you can hunt yourself and not just scratch.
Oh, I see. I don't know why jokes are just going over my head today.
It's because you're short.
I was just thinking, I would scratch them out of the sand.
Yeah. Or something.
I think the great thing about a boat is that you can go where you want. You're free. Like, it is the epitome of freedom. When you're out there on the water, nobody can tell you what to do. And
why did you get to tell us what to do?
Except everybody else on the boat if you happen to be 15.
David, was that your only question?
No, I got the other boat questions. So you sold the boat. I don't know how you ended up buying it. Do you have an interest in sailing, or was it just an opportunity that came along and you decided to buy it even though you didn't really have an interest in it?
Well, I've been sailing since I was a kid, and I was on a competitive team at one point. I wasn't the guy, the captain or anything. I was just, you know, rail meat, as we refer to them.
You know,
run around and pull some lines when I was told to. But to me, sailboats are, you know, they don't cost anything. The wind drives you for free.
They cost you better on deal. That.
Right? I learned that lesson.
Yes. They don't cost anything when they're rented. When they're bought, you're screwed.
And so, to me, it just felt like freedom, and I wanted to try it. What was the truth was nobody else in my family thought it was that darned interesting. So I didn't spend as much time on the boat as I would have liked to. And, yeah,
that's why you get the boat after your divorce, because that way people don't have to be that interested in boats, because they show up at the wharf on the day they are interested, and you just pick the girl and say, okay, let's go out on the boat. And she's got like a day of sailing interest in her, and then she's done, especially if you're old. And so then the next day you get a different girl.
Well, if you're old and rich, you might still want to stick around. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. One more segment coming up. Don't go anywhere. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
U.S. USA News update. Fresh imagery from NASA reveals a disconcerting trend. The land beneath several major East Coast cities is sinking. Extensive surveys were conducted from New England to Florida. The findings indicate that key cities like New York, Baltimore, and Norfolk experienced sinking between 2007 and 2020. A number of federal agencies are conducting investigations to determine whether Thursday's cell phone outages came from mere technical glitches or were a cyber attack. According to ABC News, among the agencies involved in determining the cause of the coverage loss are the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. Mortgage rates have climbed for the third consecutive week. According to Freddie Mac's data, the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.9% this week, marking an increase from just under 6.8% last week. This contrasts with 6.5% a year ago. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
That you control, and 603-283-6160 is the phone number. That is 603-283-6160. And in the last few segments, we were talking about Javier Milei in Argentina. He's the president, the only ANCAP president of Argentina. The only ANCAP president in the world that has ever been. And I think that's a pretty big deal. And we're talking about this article that the Foundation for Economic Education, or FEE, .org, put out. And they are asking why the U.S. media is silent on him, considering the fact that, this has never happened in, two decades with the United States government. So it's obviously somewhat of a accomplishment, and yet they aren't talking about it. The U.S. media is just not talking about it, and the Foundation for Economic Education is asking why. So what is it that Javier Milei has accomplished? He got a surplus, which means Mark, can you explain what it means again? He's not in debt or something? Or maybe
sure.
He's in debt. But
basically, the country made money this year through taxation.
So they took in more through taxation than they're spending. So that's what it is. They're spending less. It says Argentina's surplus comes on the heels of ambitious cuts in federal spending pushed by newly elected President Javier Milei that included slashing bureaucracy. What president in the U.S. does that? Eliminating government publicity campaigns, reducing transportation subsidies, pausing all monetary transfers to local governments, and devaluing the peso. Milei's policies, which he has himself described as a kind of shock therapy, come as Argentina faces a historic economic crisis fueled by decades of government spending, money printing, and peronism, which is a blend of national socialism and fascism. And these policies have pushed the inflation rate in Argentina, once one of the most prosperous countries in Latin America, above 200%. And why wouldn't it be prosperous?
What's the source on that?
What do you mean, like, what part?
Who wrote the article you're writing?
Oh, this is from the Foundation for Economic Education.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because traditionally, the mainstream media doesn't call it fascism.
Right, and it is fascism and socialism.
It was. It really was.
Peronism is terrible. It's really sad that Christina...
They don't call it Peronism?
Oh, is it? I don't know. I'm American.
Well, Peronism, because Eva Peron and her husband, whoever he was, all I remember is, "Don't cry for me, Argentina."
And it sucks because I love Madonna.
Mr. Peron?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it Peronism? I don't know, but either way, I'm American. I'm going to pronounce things incorrectly.
See, I got much happier listening to music when it occurred to me that somebody's ability to make music does not necessarily imply that they're likely to be a good person.
Yeah.
And that is like a... Because most of them are like idiot savants. They have this one talent, and the rest of their life is just... And I'm kind of the same way with my computer, so I can understand that.
I feel like there is a limit. Like, I love Madonna, and I will always love Madonna, even though she sang the song about Mrs. Perrin, whatever her name is. But I feel like she's probably a terrible person, but there's definitely a limit, like, when somebody is a really terrible person where you just don't want to support their music anymore. I can't really think of an example. But one thing that occurred to me one day that made me really, like, care a lot less about celebrities in general was just that I feel like any of them would, like, work for the government against me. Like,
oh, sure. Get paid enough. The broken people. You know, in most cases.
And most of them, like, go do charity events for Joe Biden. It's just embarrassing.
Yeah, that's not charity.
Just lame. Or I don't know why I said charity. Publicity, yeah. Whatever, events for Joe Biden and whoever else is running that sucks. I mean, like, he's the lamest president in my lifetime. Coolest probably being Bill Clinton. I was born under Bill Clinton. He was cool. And, like, I just mean purely cool or lame factor. I can't imagine.
I was so horrified by Bill Clinton that I voted for him in 1992.
Oh, wow.
And by 1996, I voted for Harry Brown.
Nice. I'm not talking about their economic policies. I'm not talking about what they did, right or wrong. I'm just talking about how cool they were.
I was still a socialist.
You could play a saxophone.
Then, but,
exactly.
But the thing that, the big thing that got me was his war on smokers.
Because I
was a smoker.
I didn't know that was a thing, really, honestly.
Oh, yeah, he had a huge war on smokers. When just recently, well, one of the things that's been happening is Trump is starting to gain a lot of black support, which is really interesting.
Yeah,
I mean, like 20%, but that's a lot for a Republican.
Hmm.
I think a lot of it is they're looking at these indictments, and they're saying, oh, my God, they're treating him as unfairly as they treat us.
I kind of forgot
about
Trump.
Maybe he's not as bad as we thought. He's kind of chill in some ways.
He actually is kind of cool, and he's married to Melania, whereas Bill Clinton is married to Hillary Clinton.
Oh, God.
Even his mistress wasn't that hot, like Monica Lewinsky.
I was unimpressed.
Yeah.
But if you're working enough to be president, you know, you probably, like... you know, when I was coding and I was single, I just went to a massage parlor once in a while because all I wanted to do was these things that started to distract me when I was working, and I wanted them to stop distracting me, but I wanted them to take up none of my time.
And you'd do that with Hillary Clinton?
Ceasing to, huh?
You would do that with Hillary Clinton?
Oh, God, no. Monica Lewinsky I'd take.
That's what I'm saying. She's not, like,
under those circumstances.
Unbangable. She's just not, like, super hot. I mean
she's...
And Melania's super hot, so that does make Trump cool. I don't
find her that attractive.
I never thought I'd hear you say the word unbangable.
I couldn't think of another word right now.
Yeah.
But Melania definitely was way hotter before she got, like, the messed up under eye filler surgery.
Looks mean now. She looks like she could tear you up.
That's awesome.
If that's what you're into, maybe, but yeah,
that's the Eastern European model look. Like, I think that's kind of part of her thing. But she also seems nice. I don't know. I don't know if she would be nice. Anyways, I forgot why I was talking about how cool a president is, but Javier Milei is cooler than every U.S. president, including Trump or Bill Clinton. Obama's another one.
He kind of looks like an Elvis impersonator.
He used to be not an impersonator, but he did a cover band for the Rolling Stones.
Nice.
And he was the singer. I see what you're saying with Elvis. I had never thought that before. To me, he looks like a Wolverine or something like that. I don't really think he's hot. Just
that's
physically?
The height of cool in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where I come from.
A Wolverine?
Yeah, Michigan Wolverines.
Oh. See, I don't know any sports, if that's a sports thing.
Yeah, it's a sports ball thing.
Yeah. And I don't even know anything about, like, Rolling Stones, honestly, so I can't really comment on if that's cool or not. But his personality in general now is what makes him cool. And he's, like, slashing government stuff, and he just gets in their face, tells them that they're parasites. He posted a meme today, so he put this law, and I really don't know how I feel about it, to Congress, because I don't know all of the details yet, so I wasn't going to bring it up, but he put this law today into Congress, like, for consideration or whatever, that would put any politician who gives money to the Treasury or funds the Treasury in jail. I mean, I could be saying that wrong. It might not
that
be the Treasury.
That doesn't make sense, but...
Wait. Maybe it's not funds the Treasury. I forgot what it was, but...
Maybe defrauds the Treasury?
They do some kind of fraud that involves the Treasury, and Christina, I forgot what her whole name is, but Kirchner, she got caught red-handed doing this thing. I can't remember what it is. It has to do with the Treasury of Argentina. And
if she was red-handed, somebody must have been bleeding.
But, the people were probably dying because of stuff she did.
They do.
While she was president. She is a terrible socialist. That's what, the Kirchners are kind of like a brand of.
The only thing worse than a terrible socialist is a good socialist.
Yeah, she's good at being a terrible socialist.
They get their policies implemented and then people really die.
That's what she was doing. She was actually doing that stuff and straight up defrauding. So he's like going after politicians that do that because she's actually unable to be gone after because she got some other position, and while you're in government in Argentina, there's a law that says you can't get prosecuted, no matter what you've done. Well, maybe, like, murder is, like, a line, but...
Yeah. Well, that's what Trump was arguing for. That was one of the... In general,
he's still banking on it.
Sympathetic. No, it's... Well, okay, he's going to take that to the Supreme Court, probably, but I actually hope he loses on that one, even though I hope he wins.
But I thought he wanted to put Hillary in jail, and he just never did. Like,
he said he wanted to put Hillary in jail. He never wanted to. He backed off that the day he took office.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he said he was going to do something, then didn't do it.
Oh, yeah. Well, when a politician says they do something, that doesn't mean they want to do it. That just means they think you want him to do it.
So today, Javier Milei posted this meme on Twitter where it's like him as a big giant, and he says, "I told the machine to turn itself off." And then it's him with glowing eyes and, like, Christina Kirchner and all of the bad parents running away from him. And it says, "But they didn't want to listen." And it's just so silly and funny. I love that he doesn't take being a president seriously. Like, he's not, like, one of those people who's like, decorum, I have to be serious now. Like, he hates the state. He still says he wipes his butt with the state.
You know, an interesting piece of maybe confirmation, but just a weird thing was, did you see the laser-eyed Joe Biden?
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
Well, and did you, the text with it.
I forgot what it was.
We can draw it down, too.
What does that mean?
Well, it may well mean that I'm absolutely right. The Federal Reserve has been pumping it, and he's saying we can dump as quick as we can pump.
That's creepy.
Isn't it?
That's
and
all
he's got the laser Bitcoin eyes.
That's
in the image. It's weird.
Weird.
I don't know what the hell it means.
What else would it mean? That sounds like you're exactly right.
It doesn't it? And I've been saying this for like a year now, that this is what's going on, because, you know, I more or less predicted it. You know,
wow.
The first show I was on when we talked about Bitcoin, I said, you know, basically somebody said that, oh, yeah, this is unbeatable. And I said, well, there's ways they can attack it. I mean, for one thing, just pump it and dump it so it becomes untradeable. But then basically what I said was, but in the process of doing that, they'll make us all rich so we can take that money and start another coin. And they can't just do it to an infinite number of coins.
That is really freaking creepy. I saw that picture in like one mention and I didn't like click on it to see what the text was. And I was like, ew,
yeah.
He's so cringy. Like, he's so lame. That's all I thought. Like, oh, he's trying to do the Bitcoin thing and be funny or cool. And it's not even him doing it. That's all I really thought. But wow. Why else would he say that?
We can draw it down.
And it's like during a pump?
Yeah, it was during the Super Bowl. As a matter of fact, let's look it up and get the exact text. If you've got a computer in front of me, I don't.
So.
Oh, and while you're doing that, let me do a quick, sometime in the near future, we're not sure exactly what day, there's going to be a new spin-off from Free Talk Live called Free Tech Live, where Matt Barney, who's a industrial psychologist and a recent student of AI, and I will be attempting to discuss all of the things that I try to discuss occasionally on Free Talk Live, and people say, our audience stopped understanding what you were saying 5 minutes ago. So that may be interesting for the small fraction of our audience that didn't stop understanding what I was saying 5 minutes ago. So
it says, so I kind of like how CoinDesk put this. They said, to answer the question, so the title is, did President Biden just endorse Bitcoin? And then CoinDesk goes on to say, to answer the question, no. President Joe Biden is not suddenly a backer of Bitcoin, but the octogenarian politician's social media team is appropriating the imagery of hardcore Bitcoiners after posting an image of the U.S. president with laser eyes on Twitter. And they said that he wrote... I lost it. They said that he didn't say that. They said, just like we drew it up.
Yeah, that's it. I knew I didn't have that quite right. But, you know, obviously,
that on Twitter.
It sounds similar to what you're saying. Like,
it is very
like
similar because
pumped it up.
Because really what I interpret that in is, and the reason I made the mistake that I did is because what I interpret that as is we can draw it down just like we drew it up.
He's saying,
almost a threat, like he's. You know, maybe he wants Saylor to do something, and Saylor isn't doing that thing.
It's gross that he's, like, making a joke on this because he's, like, not funny. Ew, like, this is so stupid. It says that this is the ostensible reason. They're saying, according to Mashable, the meme is a response to a right-wing conspiracy theory that the Biden administration would rig the Super Bowl to secure support from billionaire superstar country singer, come on, she's not a country singer anymore, Taylor Swift. And it says, if that doesn't make sense, congrats, you haven't rotted your brain by spending all your free time online. Yes, right-wingers have created this conspiracy theory that that team, whatever it is, would win the Kansas City Chiefs would win the Super Bowl just because Taylor Swift is dating the quarterback, and then somehow they would make Joe Biden win again that way. Yeah. So he's joking on that.
Well, because she's backing him. She's backing Biden.
Yeah, she probably will. She did last time.
I got over being disappointed in Taylor Swift in 2008 when she endorsed Ron Paul and then...
She did?
Yeah, and then withdrew it.
Wow. I never heard of that.
Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah.
she endorsed him because she liked that his pro-peace platform, and then a lot of fans are like, aah! And so,
yeah.
You know, she's gross. Like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, she's gross. That's a gross thing to do, having no principles.
Oh, if you want your singers to sing, then that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I can happily say Lady Gaga is, you know, one of the greatest female vocalists of our time.
Mm-hmm.
She has really crappy politics.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. And the thing is,
it's all.
The number of people who can really sing is so small that if you further segregate them by having anything.
Taylor Swift can't really sing. She just talks rhythmically. Oh, sorry. Okay, we're getting into a different discussion, but the whole point I was trying to say was that
I actually like Britney Spears, though.
I love Britney Spears.
Really?
Yes, okay. I love her.
I thought I was alone in that.
I wish that she wasn't crazy now, because she definitely is not going to be normal ever again.
I kind of like her being crazy. I'm not happy that she's crazy, but I like her better now that she's crazy, because it means she's got a conscience.
Yeah.
She's got, you have to have something going on in there to go crazy.
Hmm.
If you have nothing going on in there, you can be like Joe Biden.
Yeah. That's such a good point. That's such a good person to bring it back to, because Joe Biden is just like, he to me is the Transformer bad guy who gets kicked off the air.
Except he's less than meets the eye.
So, do you know the movie? The Transformer movie?
No, I never got into that.
There's a Transformer movie from the 80s that's animated. The bad guy gets a mutiny on his spaceship, gets thrown out, he's floating in space. He meets this terrible monster that eats worlds, Omicron, I think. And
Omicron sounds right, yeah.
Omicron takes this bad guy who has just been mutinied and tells him, like, I'll give you all your power back and everything if you just work for me. And then from then on, he gets his power back, he gets back on his ship, and overturns the guy who mutinied him. And
I don't think mutiny is a transitive
verb. Yeah, I keep thinking it's probably not, but not how it works, but I couldn't think of another way to describe it.
How any of this works.
Well, anyways, so this bad guy who made a deal with this terrible monster, anytime he's, like, going off the path of the plan that the monster wants him to do, the monster can talk directly into his brain and scream at him and be like, Megatron, I think his name is. Megatron. Wait, unless that's a good guy. Whatever.
Wasn't his name Elon Musk?
No, I think it's Joe Biden. And I seriously
feel like... Elon Musk talking directly into people's brains and screaming at them once he has his chip in there.
Oh, no, that one is Omicron. maybe that's where Elon Musk got that idea from. But I just think a lot of the politicians are just like the super bad guy. They have the higher-up devil, which is probably literally like Satan or something spiritual, in their heads telling them to do their plan. And the ones that don't care at all are like Joe Biden, and they're just like, well, whatever, I'll do whatever you want, Satan. And then... some of them do go crazy.
I think they call that the banality of evil.
What exactly is banality?
Banality boring. Is it's kind of boring. It's it's base. It's trivial. It's just, you know, blah. You know, it's not.
If you look up banality, banality of evil is the second one. Something that lacks originality, freshness, or novelty.
Yes.
Yeah, because the opposite of evil is just life. It's just love. And that's the only thing that's like evolutionary, is going to bring growth. And that's why I just am so against, holding down people from their fullest potential. And that's basically what socialism is. And that's why I hate it so much. And that's why we're talking about how bad socialism is and how much it's destroyed Argentina and how... why I have hope in, like, the whole world anymore. I know I talk about Javier Milei a lot. If you guys don't want to talk about him, we don't have to, but I think...
I'm happy.
I don't know anything about him, except I've liked what I've seen of him. And, a couple of his comments in Israel weren't really impressive to me, but, you know, they would have bothered me a lot more if he was governing Israel.
What were you going to say, Mark?
Now, all I think about Javier Milei is that I think that a Herculean task has been put before him. And if he's successful,
the Aegean stables of socialism.
Right. Shoveling out the crap from 100 years worth of socialist regimes in Argentina with nobody on his side. I mean,
he's got a lot of people on his side. That's the thing that's amazed me. It's like, I've seen footage. Now, these could be stage shots. I don't know. I would assume that successful libertarian politicians would have to do the same sort of things that normal politicians do, or they wouldn't become successful. So this may be staged. But I've seen footage of him getting on airplanes and, like, people just coming up and shaking his hand, fist bumping him.
Oh,
you know,
God,
I mean, they probably turn the cameras off when somebody tries to kill him. But
I think for the most part, he is very well liked. He has good popularity scores or whatever you call it there.
We have to find out how he did that, because we've been talking about learning how to reach out to the left. And the thing is,
we did a whole show talking about how he did it, because, you know, Scott from the Seacoast, Shellbanger.
I know him from Twitter. I don't know him by face.
He never come out to Keene. He thought that you have to take only back dirt roads to get to Keene. He really thought that. He was like, don't you have to take dirt roads? I was like, what? No? Anyway,
it's more fun if you do.
It's just funny because people on the seacoast, just 2 hours away, it feels like they're like 100 years away for some reason. It's just 2 hours away.
Sometime we got to get out to the Shell. I've never been there still.
I've been once. I've been to a Halloween party there, and it's really nice, and I would totally go again. If
groovy,
I have something, I would go
groovy.
To.
Well, I never know what's happening, so and with Ian gone, I'm completely lost, because, you know, he was the one who I said, hey, this is going on this night. And
same.
And I'd be like, yeah, I'd love to go. I won't remember. Call me.
But I want to end with this quote from him. Javier Milei does blame the backward economic policies of socialism for his plight, this thing that's been put in front of him that is a huge pile of crap that he needs to dig out. He says, the main leaders of the Western world have abandoned the model of freedom for different versions of what we call collectivism. We're here to tell you that collectivist experiments are never the solution to the problems that afflict the citizens of the world. Rather, they are the root cause. And that's what he said at Davos.
We should start learning Spanish just in case things go south.
And then I'm going south. Free Talk Live. You can go to freetalklive.com if you'd like to learn more. Thanks for listening, and peace.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.